This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Diago Estrada. First name is Diago, D-I-E-G-O, last name is Estrada, E-S-T-R-A-D-A, date of birth 7/21/2006. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan. J-U-A-N, last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Address 2880 Story Road, 2nd floor, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-929-5439. Fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Dr. Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O, thank you for asking me to see this 16-year-old male in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Diago has had eczema since he was very little, and recently he has more itching and rashes that are quite bothersome, period. He has used, recently he has been using hydrocortisone 2.5% and some Keflex, presumably for some infection, and that seems to have resulted in some relief, period. He uses a Aveeno soap and a Aveeno cream and does some moisturization with definitely some benefit, period. There is no history of any asthma or any significant rhinitis, period. There is significant exposure to dogs and cats, period. As you know, he's lactose intolerant but does not manifest any obvious allergy symptoms to any foods, period. His sleep is pretty much is quite normal, and he attends school without any significant interruptions, period. Examinations revealed a very pleasant 16-year-old who had dry skin with lots of erythematous plaques and patches on legs and arms, period. There were many hypopigmented areas, period. This is quite consistent with chronic atopic dermatitis, and obviously I gave him significant information on dry skin and atopic dermatitis, and told him to take good care of skin with appropriate moisturization and use of appropriate creams, period. His rash, he may require a dermatologist for very large patches of eczema and inflammation on his back, and certainly there may be another diagnosis lurking in among the atopic dermatitis. Skin testing revealed significant, he also had mild nasal stuffiness, period. Skin testing revealed significant reactions to pollens, but no other positive reactions were identified. Let's see where the hell is the, okay, hang on. Jeez. Period. He also demonstrated some positive reaction to animals, and that certainly could be contributing to some itching and persistence of the lesions, period. He was treated with the Zyrtec for itching and Kenalog ointment to be used 3 times a day, and then he was instructed to lower it to decrease it to 2 times and then 1 daily. Period. However, he did not come for a follow-up to see how things are coming along, period. He also, as I mentioned, there were many hypopigmented patches, and they may be due to overuse of cortisone or tinea versicolor, and that is one reason I would recommend that you see him and see what can be done. And perhaps he might be referred to a dermatologist, period. My final diagnosis, chronic, number one, chronic atopic dermatitis, number two, dry skin, number three, mild rhinitis, number four, possibly my treatment plan, Zyrtec for itching, number two, Kenalog for any significant eczema lesions, number three, dermatology consult if need, would be a good idea, period. Certainly, I would be happy to see him back and follow up and see what more can be done, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, own patient Diego Estrada.